Today's scripture reading is from Genesis chapter 39, verse 1 through 16.
我们今天读的经文是来自创世纪的39章1至16节。
We will read this responsibly, first in English, then in Chinese.
我们会用启应的方式读出，先读英文，然后再读中文。
Now Joseph had been brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the guard, an Egyptian, had bought him from the Ishmaelites who had brought him down there. His master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord caused all that he did to succeed in his hands. From that time that he made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. The blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in house and field. And after a time, his master's wife cast her eyes on Joseph and said, "Lie with me." He is not greater in this house than I am, nor has he kept back anything from me except you, because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? But one day, when he went into the house to do his work, and none of the men of the house was there in the house. And as soon as she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and had fled out of the house, and as soon as he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried out, he left his garment beside me and fled out and got out of the house.
创世纪的39章第1节，约瑟被带下埃及去，有一个埃及人示法老的内臣护卫长波提反，从那些带下他来的以十马利人手下卖了他去。他主人见耶和华与他同在，又见耶和华使他手里所办的尽都顺利。 自从主人派的派约瑟管理家务和他一切所有的，耶和华就因约瑟的缘故赐福与那埃及人的家，凡家里和田间一切所有的都蒙耶和华赐福。 这时以后，约瑟主人的妻以目送情给约瑟，说：你与我同枕吧。在这家里没有比我大的，并且他没有留下一样不交给我，只留下了你，因为你是他的妻子，我怎能作这大恶得罪神呢？ 有一天，约瑟进屋里去办事，家中人没有一个在那屋里。 婦人看見約瑟把衣裳丟在他手裏跑出去了。他听见我放声喊起来，就把衣裳丢在我这里，跑到外边去了。妇人把约瑟的衣裳放在自己那里，等着他主人回家。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His words.
愿神祝福听同埋读佢话语嘅人。
Today's message is given by Pastor Thomas Mack. The title is "Are You Serious?"
麦牧师今日传讲信息嘅题目系你是认真的吗？
大家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
好，多谢大家为我祈祷。
I thank you so much for praying for me.
啊，呢个礼拜咧都唔系咁舒服。
I wasn't feeling well this week.
啊，感谢神，今日都有健康同有体力嘅，可以企喺呢度。
I thank God that I have my health back and I'm able to stand before you.
啊，我相信你哋都系每个礼拜日都系咁样去祈祷。
I trust that you pray every week.
啊，你每个礼拜都会为咗今日你能够嚟呢个礼拜堂敬拜神去祈祷。
That you pray for your coming to this church to worship the Lord.
啊，为咗你自己，都为咗讲道翻译嗰个人嚟祈祷。
To pray for yourself as well as the preacher and the interpreter.
因为只有系咁样样嘅时候，你先能够去领受到神嘅就俾你咗个恩典嗰同在系几咁嘅宝贵。
It is because of that you are able to appreciate God's how precious is God's presence.
你每一个礼拜日嚟嘅时候，你能够好认真嘅喺呢度敬拜神。
Every Sunday when you come, you will be reverently worshiping the Lord.
我哋先一齐嚟祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父，我哋多谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我哋周围嘅嘢都好多嘢发生。
There are lots of things that are happening around us.
但咧，求主你俾我哋喺你里面有安息。
But Lord, may you help us to find rest in you.
知道你系神。
To know that you are God.
求主你洁净我哋嘅心。
May you cleanse our hearts.
好叫我哋去专心嘅去敬拜你。
So that in one heart, that we would worship you.
啊，我哋咁样祈祷，求主嚟祝福今日嘅崇拜。
We pray that you will bless this worship.
咁祈祷奉主耶稣嘅名求。
Pray all these in your Son's name.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，早几年喺我做学生工作嘅时候。
Many years ago, when I was serving on campus.
啊，我遇到一对个夫妇。
I met a couple.
啊，做丈夫嘅话，当日佢哋仲未信嘅时候。
And the husband recounted when before he was a Christian.
啊，佢哋两个仲未结婚已经住埋一齐。
And before the two of them were married, they were living together.
啊，当传道人话俾佢听，哎，你正经咁话咁样做系唔啱嘅。
When the preacher told them that it is not biblically correct,
啊，要佢哋悔改，并且喺佢哋结婚之喺佢哋结婚之前要分翻开
，and ask them to confess and repent, and that before their wedding they are to live apart.
啊，佢话佢呢个做丈夫话佢当时佢好嬲啊
，so the now husband.
哇！你係認真噶嘛
？The now husband was quite angry and say, "Are you serious?"
嗱，每一個人都係咁樣做。
Everybody does it.
啊，而且呢個係我個人嘅事情，你係邊個要嚟話俾我聽，我應該點做咧
？This is something that is personal to me. Who are you to mind my business?
啊，不過佢又話。
But he also said.
就係呢個咁樣對正經。 真理嘅认真。
That to be so serious about the truth in the Bible.
而吸引咗佢哋两个，佢好认真去悔改，去相信耶稣。
That alone attracted the two of them to seek the Lord more seriously.
我哋对神系咪又咁认真呢？
Are we that serious toward God?
我哋喺读今日嘅经文嘅时候，
as we read the scripture today,
我哋读到约瑟佢喺去咗落咗去埃及去做奴隶。
We see that Joseph had gone down to Egypt as a slave.
亦都俾佢主人嘅妻子去勾引佢。
And that he was seduced by his master's wife.
咁系乜嘢？令到佢咁认真去抵挡呢个罪恶呢？
So what caused him to refuse and to resist?
我哋上一次讲到嘅时候讲到，因为约瑟嘅哥哥去妒忌佢，差啲要责备，要杀死佢。
We know that previously Joseph's brothers wanted to kill him.
最后将他卖了给路过的以实玛利人。
But later on, they changed their mind and then they sold him to Ishmaelites.
然后将他带到去埃及。
And he was then taken to Egypt.
最后都被人当作一件物件的卖给人去做奴隶。
And he was sold like a merchandise to be as a slave.
他现在失去了他在家，他又能够有父亲给他的保护。
Joseph lost the security that could be given by his father.
更加不要说他可以实现他之前发过的那个梦。
And of course, he felt hopeless in terms of making his dreams a reality.
即是那个被受到人敬拜的那个梦。
That was the dream that showed him being worshipped by others.
约瑟在这个这么困难的时候，
and in such difficult circumstance,
不知道他有没有问说，神啊，你究竟在哪里呢？
I wonder if he ever asked, God, where are you?
以前他或者常会听见他父亲讲到他的神是怎样怎样。
In the past, he must have heard from his father who God is.
或者听他说他父亲的神怎样去看顾，又怎样去带领他。
And the God of his father, how that God protected him.
我们今天是很多 在教会长大的年轻人。
Today, many of the youths who grow up in the church,
出了去读大学之后，很多不愿意再回来教会。
Many of them, once they have gone to college,They do not want to come back to the church.
他对他父母说，
They say to their parents,
这个是你们的神。
That is your God.
这个是你们的教会。
This is your church.
如果他是真的我的神的时候，
If he is my God,
我就不会这么惨啦，这么失恋啦，这么多经过这么多不好的事啦。
I wouldn't experience so much hardship and breaking up.
我要有我自己的选择权。
I want to have my right to choose.
年轻人，
young people,
在你们想要放弃的时候，
when you are about to give up,
邀请你们藉着读约瑟的那个经历，再一次来认识神。
I pray that you will, after reading Joseph's experience, that you will reevaluate.
去认识这里对到神的信实 faithfulness.
To know God's faithfulness.
正如你们一样，
Just like you.
约瑟当时是一个17岁的年轻人。
Joseph was a 17-year-old.
他已经遇到这么大的困难。
He had already encountered such hardships.
去到一个很远的地方。
Went to a distant land.
不同文化，不同的语言。
Totally different culture, different language.
做一个没有自人、没有自由、没有人生价值的奴隶。
To become a slave who've lost his freedom and value.
相信我们今天没有人惨得过他。
I believe no one here is worse than he was.
但看下去第二节他讲得很奇怪。
But when we look at verse 2,
他講得很奇怪，他說若失住在他主人埃及人的家裡裡面的時候呢，耶和華與他同在。
That is amazing that verse 2 says, The Lord was with Joseph, and he prospered, and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master.
因為耶和華與他同在，他就百事順利。
Because God was with him, he prospered.
在我们这么有限而又自我的头脑的里面，
In our mind that are so limited and self-centered，
所谓我们要说所谓的顺利，所谓的成功，就是样样都很开心的。
So when we think of prosperity, success, we would think of things that would make you very happy。
讲顺利呢，样样都随着自己的意思做得到的。
When things are smooth, that means that you can do whatever you will.
但是事实上我们人生大部分的时间，
But in reality, most of the time during our lives,
都不是照着我们原先所计划的好的这样去做。
It doesn't follow what we desire as a plan.
而且很多时候事情发生都不是样样都能够尽着自己的心意的。
That when things happen, often they are not what we desire.
今天我们看这个经文的时候，若失他有什么反应呢？
So now today, when we look at the scripture, what was Joseph's reaction?
他说第一，他就是因为他知道耶和华与他同在。
Firstly, he knew that God was with him.
与他同在的时候， 他知道神是同他是一体。
God was with him because he felt the presence of God.
令他想起他父母从小都教导他的神的话语。
That he was able to reflect upon what his parents told him since he was young about God's word.
就算他现在在埃及他里面做奴隶的时候，
Even as a slave here in Egypt.
他知道并不代表神对他不好。
That doesn't mean that God is not good to him.
或者神对他的生命那个奇妙的计划失败了。
Or that God had failed in his plan for Joseph.
相反来讲，他知道。
Just the opposite. God knew.
在每一个看来好像很可怕的环境的里面。
When everything seems horrible to others,
神是仍然与约瑟同在，也都与你们同在。
God is still with Joseph, and he is still with you.
而事实上，这些试炼或者损失，正是神在约瑟身上要成全他的计划。
That these trials and these laws are actually part of God's will and plan for Joseph.
是神要成全他和亚伯拉罕所立的约。
And God is to fulfill the covenant he made with Abraham.
这个约就是说呢，要使到这个家族，使到世上万国都可以得到神的祝福。
That covenant was that this, that his descendants would be blessed by God.
耶和华这个的名字，
And the name Jehovah
代表了神是一个信实守约的神，
represent that God is one who fulfills his promises.
即是说呢，神应承过的事他会成全。
That whatever God promises, he will fulfill.
因为我一路看来的时候，约瑟他未卖到去埃及，正是神整个救恩的计划的一部分。
Before Joseph was sold as a slave,
当我睇落去约瑟个故事嘅时候，
as we look at Joseph's story,
约瑟被去卖到去埃及系神整个个救恩嘅其中嘅一部分。
That the fact that Joseph was sold as a slave to Egypt is part of God's plan.
正系话神要成全约瑟所发过嗰个梦嗰个嘅开始。
It is the beginning of what God wants to fulfill in terms of what Joseph had dreamt.
正如耶稣基督去降世。
Just as when Jesus incarnated.
啊，耶稣佢最后佢被卖，佢钉死喺十字架上边。
That he was betrayed and was nailed on the cross.
啊，呢啲咁可怕嘅事情。
All these horrible things.
正系神亦都用嚟去成全佢嘅救恩嘅计划。
All these were part of God's plan for salvation.
啊，其实我哋每一个人，我哋所经历过嘅亦都一样。
In fact, things that we've gone through are in the same vein.
亦都系神要去藉着我哋。
That God, through us,
啊，去祝福我哋周围嘅人嗰个计划嘅一部分。
Blesses those around us, and that is part of His plan.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
啊，唔好为咗你所经历咗嘅嘢感到灰心去失望。
Do not despair or be disappointed when you encounter hardships.
啊，乃系当中去学习去等候神。
But rather learn from it and be closer to God.
啊，因为神仲未做完佢要，仲未完成佢要做嘅工作。
Because God is not finished with you.
啊，第三困难亦都系我哋嘅训练营。
And also hardships and difficulties are a training camp.
要训练我哋去信心去成长。
To train us to have faith and to grow.
喺个当中去学习去依靠神同埋去爱慕神。
And during which we will learn to depend on and trust in God.
喺有失去惊惶失措之后。
When Joseph was fearful,
他开始学习活在耶和华同在的当中。
He started learning to be in the presence of God.
在那个时候，他学到神不单只是他我们父母所相信的神。
And he learned that God is not just the God of his parents.
亦都是你和我生命的一个主。
God is the Lord of you and of me.
啊，因为我们人生所经历过的每一件事，
Because of all that we experience,
啊，都是有目的的。
Those are purposeful.
啊，在神的主权和护理之下，
It is under God's providence and God's sovereignty.
啊，好叫我们更多去信靠祂和信服祂。
So that we can obey and trust Him more.
但是约瑟的顺利并不是说被动的。
But the good things for Joseph are not something that are passive.
啊，即是说呢，我坐在这里，那就顺就可以了。
In other words, I'm just sitting here and things would come my way.
啊，第三节他说，他主人见耶和华与他同在，又见到耶和华使他手里所办的顺都顺利。
In verse 3 it says, When his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did.
啊，即是说他落手落脚去做每一件事。
In other words, everything that Joseph did,
啊，我们做每一件事，啊，都要有计划，然后我们去实行去做好它，是不是？
Just like us, when we do anything, we really should have a plan.
啊，每一件事我要做的都需要需要神给我们有那个智慧和力量去做。
Everything that we do, we need to have God's wisdom and God's strength to do it.
啊，正如我们礼拜一到礼拜五，啊，在我们的办公室的里面。
For example, from Monday through Friday in our offices.
啊，过你手所做过的每一件事。
Everything that you do.
啊，每一笔的交易。
Every transaction.
啊，在医院里面所照顾的每一个的病人。
Every patient that you treat in the hospital.
啊，在你家里面你照顾你的家庭的时候。
When you are at home managing your household,
啊，有没有为了神的缘故？
Have you done it for the sake of God?
有没有说为了别人的好处？
Have you done it for others' good?
你都很认真的尽力的去做好它呢？
That you will seriously trying your very best to do the best.
而唔係話求求其其嘅得過且過咧。
That you are not doing it just so that you can pass.
啊，同埋我哋一個有仁慈嘅心嘅 kind heart。
When we have a kind heart，
或者同一個好有埋怨嘅心嚟做，係好有分別嘅。
That is very different from a heart that constantly complains.
但你睇到約瑟佢冇，佢定冇埋怨。
You can see that Joseph didn't complain.
反而喺嗰度去倚靠神。
But rather he was relying on God.
喺一個新嘅環境嘅裏面。
In a totally new environment.
喺一個唔識話唔識做嘅工作。
Faced with a task.That he'd never done, and a language he had never spoken.
無論係幾咁卑微或幾咁邋遢嘅工作。
No matter how lowly or how filthy that task is.
原來佢都好勤力嘅，好勤力嘅咁樣去做。
He would diligently work.
你睇佢講到話，使到佢個老闆佢主人屋企咧井井有條。
And you can see from the scripture that he really.Managed his master's household well.
使到佢主人嘅家咧使到佢主人冇后顾之忧。
So that the master never had to worry about his own household.
冇错。
Indeed.
呢个系正系我哋基督徒工作嘅原则。
That is the principle for Christian work ethics.
就系要去为咗神嘅荣耀，同埋使到人去得到益处。
We do that for God's glory and for the good of others.
当个主人睇到呢一切嘅时候
，When his master saw all that，
喺嗰度佢认得出，因为有耶和华嘅同在。
He could see that is due to the presence of Yahweh.
将所有一切都交喺约瑟嘅里面，除咗佢啲饮食之外。
So that he let Joseph handled.Everything in the household except for his own food.
耶和華同在都使到約瑟學習到點樣去敬畏神。
God's presence also taught Joseph how to revere and trust God.
佢敬畏神，即係佢作數佢個屬靈嘅品格。
To continue to be molded in terms of his spiritual character.
同埋，當佢去面對個更大嘅試探嘅時候
，especially when he was faced with even greater
temptation， 仍然能夠保持對神嗰個忠誠同埋信服
，and to continue to keep on trusting and submitting to God。
但喺呢一个新嘅环境嘅里面，你都充满着试探。
But within this new environment, there are many, many temptations.
喺第七到第二十节讲到。
From verses 7 to 20.
约瑟佢面对佢主人嘅妻子嘅勾引。
He was seduced by Potiphar's wife.
第六节尾就讲到话约瑟佢系点啊？佢秀雅俊美。
And in verse 6, it tells us that Joseph was well-built and handsome.
即是说呢，他外貌和个气质很吸引人。
That he is very attractive to others.
个主人的妻子真是以眼目去送情。
So that his master's wife was trying to seduce him.
然后他直接去对他发命令。
Then she actually commanded him.
说你与我同寝吧。
Come to bed with me.
约瑟佢哋伯爵佢唔制啦。
But of course Joseph refused.
并且解释个原因话。
And he explained the reason why.
佢第一句话呢个会使到佢背叛咗主人对佢嘅信任。
That he would betray the trust of his master.
誠信 integrity 或者 trustworthy.
The integrity and his trustworthiness.
在这个时代已经好像都变得不值钱，是不是？
Nowadays, these are not greatly valued.
啊，你即係話咧，你好多人講個嘢都唔算數嘅。
Lots of times, people do not keep their words.
啊，但係呢個其實係我哋人與人之間最大嘅美德。
But actually, that is a great virtue interpersonally.
啊，無論係夫妻之間。
Whether it be between spouses.
啊，無論係我哋朋友之間或者國家之間。
Between friends, between nations.
唔怪得我哋十戒，我成日講到啊，講到呢啲嘢。
And the Ten Commandments touched upon that.
啊，十戒就講到我哋唔可以奸淫啊，唔可以偷盜啊。
The Ten Commandments tell us not to commit adultery, not to steal.
啊，唔可以作假見證啊，又唔可以偷戀，又唔可以貪戀人家嘅房屋同埋妻子啊，等等。
Not to bear false witnesses, not to covet others' wives and others' properties.
啊，都係同呢個誠信都好有關係，係咪
？That is closely related to integrity. Is that right?
啊，但係第九節下邊講咗個更大嘅原因。
But in verse 9, it tells us an even greater reason.
啊，佢唔去聽從佢個主人嘅妻子嘅引誘。
He didn't succumb to the seduction of Potiphar's wife.
佢原因係話咩？我怎能嗱第九節尾話個怎能作者大惡去得罪神呢？
In the last part of verse 9, he says, How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?
啊，有啲人話，哎，你認真㗎？
People would say, Are you serious?
係呢個女人係佢自己送上門㗎。
She's practically throwing herself at you.
啊，你哋兩個人之間嘅事做咗都冇人知啦。
So even if you had committed adultery, no one would know.
啊，嗰個有權力喺你之上嘅人。
The one who has authority over you.
啊，如果你話唔聽佢話，你會有好壞嘅後果。
You would have a horrible consequences if you disobey that person.
但你睇到約瑟定冇喺呢件事情上邊去妥協。
But Joseph never compromised in this circumstance.
啊，約瑟知道如果佢滿足主人嘅妻子嘅要求嘅時候，佢會得罪神。
Joseph knew if he succumbed to that temptation.He is disobedient to God.
啊，但係佢都知，亦都知道，如果佢順服神嘅時候，會得罪咗呢個主人嘅妻子。
But at the same time, if he obeys God, he is going to offend the owner's wife.
啊，但係佢知道，但係佢能夠抵擋呢個罪嘅試探嗰個唯一嘅武器。
The only weapon that he was able to resist this temptation.
就是他那个单单要去讨神喜悦那个心。
That his heart was solely focused upon glorifying and pleasing God.
啊，在今日的潮流的人。
In today's environment.
啊，他们不会觉得婚前或者婚外的性行为是罪。
People would not consider it a sin for.Extramarital or premarital sex.
啊，我喺个人我私人嘅事，我唔需要向人任何人交代。
This is my private business.
但系佢敬畏神或者惧怕人，边样嘢系重要咧
？What is more important, to fear God or to fear man?
但好痛心嘅系。
But sadly.
呢種錯誤嘅想法正影響咗好多嘅基督徒。
This kind of wrong thinking had impacted many Christians.
啊，但係約瑟佢知道約瑟呢個有神同在嘅約瑟。
Joseph, who has the presence of God.
啊，知道與主人妻子有染係一個好嚴重嘅大罪。
He knew that it was a great sin if he was to commit adultery with his master's wife.
是得罪神，同埋俾神自为系邪恶嘅罪。
It is totally against God, and it is viewed by God as wicked.
虽然喺当时或者系就算喺今日嘅文化嘅里面，人人都系咁样去做。
Even though back in his days and in this days, people do it.
但係 无论所谓几细的罪都好，我们都要面对神愤怒的审判。
But no matter how small that sin might seem, it will incur God's wrath.
但很多人赖就说，人家使他犯罪。
But some people might say, oh, might blame others. Oh, it's them who led me to sin.
是大老板压下来的嘛。
The big boss is giving me pressure.
但是圣经说，困难的环境不会使到人犯罪。
But the Bible tells us that difficult circumstance does not cause people to sin.
同济压力的 peer pressure 不会使到人去犯罪。
Peer pressure doesn't cause someone to sin.
使到人犯罪的是我们自己那个心。
What causes us to sin is our own heart.
当我们的心想要得到这些东西，
When our heart desires certain things,
多过我们要去想要神自己的时候，
More than we desire God,
如果若失当日体痛他自己的安全，
So if Joseph had only been focused on his own safety,
如果看重他自己的舒適和他的地位的時候，
or only focused upon his own comfort,
多過他愛神的時候，
more than his love for God,
他肯定他會對他主人去讓步，
we know definitively he would compromise.
所以在箴言第四章第二十三節這樣說，
So that in Proverbs chapter 4:23,
他说你要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效都要从心发出。
Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it.
跟住的箴言第五章和第七章，
And in Proverbs
第五章和第七章
Chapters 5 and Chapter 7
都是吩咐人要去远离的淫妇。
It admonish us to be far away from a prostitute.
尤其是今年第七章第二十七节，
Especially in Proverbs Chapter 7 verse 27,
因为这个淫妇他的家是往阴间之路，是下到死亡之谷。
Because a prostitute's house is a highway to the grave, leading down to the chambers of death.
若失很严肃的对待和他主人妻子来的那个自叹，
Joseph very seriously faced the temptation from his master's wife.
第十節他講到後來他天天和約瑟去說話。
And in verse 7 it tells us verse 10 it tells us that she spoke to Joseph day after day.
約瑟的腳不聽他，也不與他同寝，也不和他在一處。
Joseph refused to go to bed with her or even be with her.
他告訴我們，我們要警醒。
He tells us that we need to be vigilant.
這個是一個很長久的屬靈爭戰。
This is actually a very long spiritual battle.
並不會說因耶和華的同在而變得容易。
It's not that it is easy if you had God'spresence.
是一场是意志力的争战。
It is a battle of the mind.
是要不断的坚持，天天的去自死的罪。
It is a daily denial of self.
每一天我们都要去向罪说不。
And that every day we need to face sin's battle.
不是说我们偶然一次两次去胜过了，那这个试探就会结束。
It doesn't mean that we might do well once or twice, so that would mean a victory.
这个主人的妻子相信他不单止是天天日日的去引诱他约瑟。
So this master's wife, probably not only did she try to seduce Joseph every day.
有啲學者話，更加係一年復一年嘅去嘅引誘佢。
Some Bible scholar says that it extended to year after year.
拒絕咗佢，佢又再翻轉頭。
Joseph would refuse, and she'll come back.
我哋罪，我哋去抵擋咗佢之後，佢又再翻轉頭。
We resist the sin once, but it's going to come back.
罪正尋找每一個機會嘅每一時每一刻嘅要去攻擊我哋。
It'll seek every single chance to attack us。
呢個世界實在係一個好危險嘅地方啊，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, this world is indeed a very dangerous place。
有人話你生活既然咁困難，點解唔放鬆一下玩一下啫嘛
？So some people might say, "Oh, you know, you're having a tough time."So why don't you go and enjoy yourself?
但一個小小的犯罪的念頭
But just one tiny thought of committing a sin
會為這個犯大更大的罪去鋪條路
It would pave the way for a much, much worse sin
正如人去空酒 alcoholic 一樣
Just like an alcoholic
你會知道佢越飲嘅就會越多。
They would continue to drink and drink。
飲直到你無法能夠自拔。
Until they are totally addicted。
但如果當人只係為咗自己嘅快樂去多過愛慕神嘅時候
，And if people rather seek their own pleasure than to love God.
為了自己的快樂而多過去討神，要過一個討神喜悅的生活的時候。
To choose your own happiness over to please God.
我們很容易就去相信了撒旦給我們的謊言。
Then we will surely succumb to Satan's lies.
我哋容讓呢個大眾媒播
，and we allow mass media。
我哋容讓呢個職庭同埋世俗嘅文化去作數我哋嘅心
，and we would allow sexual conducts to capture our hearts。
而唔係話去追求神嘅旨意
，instead of seeking God's will。
呢啲罪就好似啲犯罪嗰啲欺诈集权一样。
And so these sins are very much like a scammer.
佢向我哋保证我哋能够有好多个好处。
And that they try to guarantee you and saying, oh, there are going to be a lot of benefits.
但最后系让我哋失去咗一切。
But at the end, we're going to lose everything.
帶嚟咗我哋好多個憂傷同埋羞恥。
It will bring us lots of sorrow and lots of shame.
呢啲罪主就帶嚟我哋有更多嘅罪疚。
And it'll bring us a lot of guilt.
亦都使到神嘅靈去憂傷。
And it would grieve the spirit.
真係求主要俾我哋，求聖靈俾我哋有分辨嘅能力。
We pray that this Holy Spirit will help us.To distinguish.
罪亦都係當我哋濫用神俾我哋嘅恩典。
But when we abuse or exploit God's grace,
甚至係好似啲微不足道嘅所謂小罪
，or what we think is infinitesimal sin,
都要付其實。都要付出一个好重大而且高昂的代价。
But that cause is great indeed.
我哋以为最小的罪冇紧要啦。
We think, oh, you know, little sin is not going to matter.
但佢代价系非常重大同埋高昂。
But that cause is monumental.
但耶稣基督却为我哋喺十字架上边。
But Christ.For us, he was nailed on the cross.
代我哋付出咗呢个受苦同埋死亡嘅代价。
He paid the price, for us.
因为耶稣基督嘅恩典。
Because of the grace of Jesus.
虽然是最叛逆的罪，仍然是可以得到赦免。
Even the worst sin would be forgiven.
但是如果人是利用神的怜悯而继续去犯罪的时候，
But if people continue to sin and abuse God's mercy,
会比他开头了犯的罪会更加的严重。
That is even more serious than when he first sinned.
边度有基督徒敢去占神的便宜呢？
Any Christian wants to go and take advantage of God?
边度有基督徒敢在生活中去滥用他们不配得的怜悯呢？
Any Christian who wants to abuse or exploit God's grace?
基督在十字架上为我们所受到的刑罚是几咁嘅多。
The punishment that Jesus on the cross took upon himself is great.
佢受到佢咁多嘅折磨。
All that agony.
亦都包括咗系乜嘢咧
？Included.
就因为基督徒佢故意犯错之后，又再翻嚟，又要求再求赦免嗰个罪。
Included.The sin that a Christian had confessed, but would keep on coming back for more forgiveness.
所以当我哋如果真系越能够体痛呢个十字架嘅救赎嘅时候
，So if we place a lot of emphasis on the salvation of the cross,
如果我哋真系越能够去感激神再俾我哋咁大嘅恩典嘅时候
，If we can.Appreciate and have gratitude toward God's grace.
我哋就能够克服罪嗰个吸引人嗰个地方。
Then we can resist the attraction of sin.
第四，我等我哋对付罪嘅试探嘅时候，我哋都好似约瑟咁。
And when we are faced with temptation, we should be like Joseph.
第十節嘅話，佢刻意嘅同罪惡去保持距離。
And in verse 10, Joseph intentionally kept a distance from sin.
即係話佢唔同佢主人嘅妻子單獨嘅喺一齊。
He would never allow himself to be alone with his master's wife.
避免係有阻礙有啲好啲身體嘅接觸。
And to avoid any kind of physical contact.
去避免去玩弄撒旦，去精針節計嚟引誘佢嗰個兒離嘅bait。
He intentionally avoided the bait that Satan had given him。
佢見到嘛，佢喺度逃避呢個有罪嘅環境。
And he would flee from this sin this environment for sin。
要專心去尋求神，所以他就能夠站立得穩。
To single-mindedly seek the Lord, and that's why he could be steadfast.
相反那個大衛王。
But in contrast, King David.
他是一步一步的靠近，並且玩弄這個撒旦給他的餘利。
He step by step.Was being reeled in by Satan's bait.
我睇到佢最後佢犯罪去跌倒。
And we saw that King David finally committed a sin and he fell.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
唔好輕看罪嘅嗰個嘅勢力。
Don't look
underestimate
the power of sin.
更加唔好天真地去高估自己
，and do not overestimate yourself。
唔好高估佢自己嗰个能力
，do not overestimate your own capability。
若失甚至喺佢最危险嘅关头，佢去逃跑
，and at the most dire circumstance, Joseph fled。
佢唔好俾罪留任何嘅地步。
He wouldn't give sin even a toehold.
保罗在提摩太后书第二章第廿二节咁样讲。
Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22 says,
你要逃避少年的私欲，同那听心祷告主的人，去追求公义、信德、和平、仁爱、和平。
Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
让圣灵在我们的身上去工作。
Let the Holy Spirit work within our hearts.
产生这个属灵的圣灵的果实。
To reap the spiritual fruit.
让这些充满着我们的心。
Let that fill our hearts.
因着耶和华的同在。
Because of the presence of God.
约瑟他忠心地去顺服神。
Joseph faithfully submitted and obeyed God.
在埃及他为奴隶的主人的他屋企的里面得到升高。
And he was elevated in the household that he was a slave of.
但是也都因为他同样的忠心的顺服神。
But also because he was faithful to serve God.
他为了要坚持他的信仰。
And to hold on tight to his belief.
而令他再一次失去了他代表他身份和权力的外袍。
Once again, he lost the status of his cloak.
失去了他代表他的身份和地位的那个外袍。
He lost the cloak that represented his status.
也都因为他主人妻子的罪。
And because of the sin of his master's wife.
他承受了对被诬告的后果，就要去坐监。
And he was accused falsely, and he was imprisoned.
耶稣基督亦都系企喺我哋人嗰个地位上边。
Same with Jesus, he stood as Son of Man.
耶稣都抵抗咗撒旦咗俾佢嘅试探。
He resisted and victorious over Satan's temptation.
为咗要去顺服。神的旨意
in order to obey God's will.
耶稣的外袍也都被他除掉。
The outer garment of Jesus was also taken away.
就因为我们的罪。
Because of our sin.
神的愤怒完全倾倒了在耶稣的身上。
God's wrath was poured totally upon Jesus.
好叫我们能好叫我们能够得到救赎
，so that we may be saved。
呢个神俾我哋呢个咁大嘅恩典
，this amazing grace that God had given us。
好叫我哋知道
，let us know。
无论我哋系年轻人或者年长嘅
，whether we are young or we're not so young。
我哋今日所面对嘅每一个苦难或者每一个嘅试探
，every trials, every temptation.
正如刚才所讲的
Just like what was mentioned before.
都有他救赎的目的
This was his purpose in salvation.
他正在教导我们每一天向谁死
And he teaches us that daily we need to die to sin.
也都叫因此叫我们旁边的人因此能够很认真的都去认识我们这位救主
so that those around us would see God in us.
也都好叫我们能够在面对试探的时候
and also when we face temptations,
能够很认真而很肯定地说
that we can definitely and seriously say,
我怎能作这大恶去得罪神呢？
How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?
我们一起来祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父，我哋多谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我哋今日仍然能够坐喺呢一度。
That we are here, able to sit here.
都系你嘅恩典。
Is your grace.
求主，多谢主你赐耶稣基督嚟到呢个世界上。
Thank you, Lord, for gifting us with Jesus on this world.
爱我哋咁不配嘅罪人。
To love us who are so undeserving sinners.
你知道我哋常常都得罪你。
You know that we sin against you often.
你知道我哋嘅心常常去渴慕其他嘅嘢，唔系你。
That you know that we our hearts desire other things, rather than you.
但多谢你嘅话语常常去提醒我哋。
But we thank you, Lord, for your word that constantly reminds us.
多谢你俾我哋有弟兄姊妹有教会常常去提醒我哋。
Thank you, Lord, for the reminders from the church and from brothers and sisters.
但求主你每一天去俾我哋有力量。
Lord, we pray that you give us strength every day.
能够抵能够面对每一日嘅试探嘅里面。
To face daily temptations.
體察哪些是你所喜悅的事
To examine, to know what is pleasing to you
能夠 去學習去向罪說不
And to say no to sin
求主去幫助我們
Lord, please help us
我們都為了我們當中有困難的弟兄姊妹祈禱
We also pray for brothers and sisters who are in difficulties
我都为咗停牧师停场去祈祷。
We pray for Pastor Wilson。
但当佢要寻求佢个血能够有足够嘅白血球。
As he continue to seek to have enough white blood cell。
我去做能够做下一步嘅治疗系嘅时候。
To have the next step of his treatment。
要求主你都为佢预备。
Lord, please prepare for him.
并且医治佢。
And heal him.
当佢经过心灵有有忧伤或者有失望嘅时候。
As he faces sorrow or disappointment.
坚固佢嘅信心。
Strengthen his faith in you.
同埋佢哋家人一样。
As well as his family.
求主帮助加添佢哋力量。
Lord, may you strengthen all of them.
你就为咗郑振元弟兄祈祷。
And we also pray for Brother Jin.
当佢感谢主你去呼召你个仆人嚟到我哋嘅当中。
We thank you for calling your servant to be among us.
当佢而家要继续准备去考试嘅时候。
As he prepares to face examinations.
当他要预备学去同埋去学习做一个神的仆人的时候
，As he continues to learn to be a servant of God，
求主俾佢能够有喜乐，亦都有力量去继续去学习。
May you grant him joy and strength and continue to learn from you。
亦都俾教会弟兄姊妹嘅。去一同嘅与佢去与郑传道一同去成长。
And in unity, may you be with the brothers and sisters at church to grow alongside with Brother Jin.
喺音乐堂嘅里面同心合意嘅兴旺神嘅福音。
And through covenant of grace that we will proclaim God's word.
我们这样一起来祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名求
We pray all these together in your son's name
Amen,
Amen.